Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your
host. Good morning.
We're your host this morning. Oh my goodness, how are you, Dr. Reggie?
I've had better days.
I know. So, are you okay?
Mm-hmm, I just have a little tummy ache.
Oh, all righty. Anyway, we are in the powerful book study of regarding ascension, the complete ascension manual, How to Achieve Ascension in This Lifetime by Dr. Joshua David Stone. And we are studying chapter 6, which is talking about glamour, illusion, and Maya. And as you may recall, we've used those terms in, we've come across those terms in several of our other lessons from Dr. Stone's previous book, but now we actually have an opportunity to learn exactly what these terms mean. And yesterday we discussed glamour. I'm going to finish talking about glamour this morning, and then we're going to move on and talk about illusion. But these three terms of glamour, illusion, and Maya all are about how we are deluded, how we have delusions, and how they distract us from our spiritual path. So Dr. Stone is revealing to us how to recognize if we are under the influence of glamour, illusion, or Maya. And then he provides us with the remedy to shift us out of that state of consciousness and to bring us gently back onto the path and connecting us with our soul and, of course, with God. So, Dr. Reggie, we're going to do our opening prayer. Of course, you guys know we have a new mantra in the morning. I'm going to give you a few seconds to get yourself centered. So take in a deep breath and blow it out. I am the soul.
I am the soul.
I am the light divine.
I am the light divine.
I am love.
I am love.
I am will.
I am will.
I am fixed design.
I am fixed design.
I am the soul.
I am the soul.
I am the light divine.
I am the light divine.
I am love.
I am love.
I am will.
I am will.
I am fixed design.
I am fixed design.
I am the soul.
I am the soul.
I am the light divine.
I am the light divine.
I am love.
I am love.
I am will.
I am will.
I am fixed design.
I am fixed design. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful mantra that leads us to the truth of our real being. We are soul. And we are the light divine because you are the ultimate light and the energetic force that runs this whole universe. And it runs our lives. Let our hearts be open and receptive to true love, which is in you, and giving and nurturing and monitoring our thoughts, our actions, and our words to keep ourselves upright, living in righteous thinking and movement and doing and being at all times, leading to our ultimate ascension to you, face to face, in your kingdom, in your glory. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Okay. So yesterday, like I mentioned earlier, we talked about glamour. And, before I jump into this lesson, I just want to roll back. You know, from time to time, I go back and review our past lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, and during meditation, I was reviewing his lesson where he was introducing us to the mantra. And because it's so new in our daily practice here on Circles of Prosperity, I think that it's worthwhile to explain to people who may just jump in the middle to understand and have not heard our previous broadcast, for them to understand why we say this mantra in the morning. And what became so clear to me, this is called the soul mantra, and it is really activating your the solar star that's above your head, and that's an energy ball. It's called the soul star that's 6 inches above the head. And it activates that. It's activating your soul. Isn't that something? And oftentimes when I think of the soul, I think of it in my stomach because, you know, in the solar plexus. But there is this energy field right above the head, which a lot of people would probably call the crown chakra, but he is referring to it as the soul star.
I think it's above the crown chakra.
Which is above the crown chakra,
right.
Exactly. And he says, it's an etheric star of light that hovers over the head of every person on earth. And the brightness of this star depends on the evolution of the soul extension here on earth. So the soul star is not the soul, but rather it's an instrument through which the soul does its work. And the soul star is an extension of the soul. It is this soul star that becomes activated when we're doing the soul mantra. So as we're saying, I am the soul, we're activating that soul star. And that's the light, I believe, that people perceive in you. So he now notice that he tells us that we should do this before we do any energy work or any meditation. We should activate the soul star by saying this mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that we should do this mantra first thing in the morning and the last thing in the evening. So we are implementing that practice. I'm repeating this again in case all of you have heard it. We're implementing this practice so that you can begin practicing some of the principles that are outlined in this book study, and we're adding it to our daily practice this morning. So that's what the soul, or you can also call it the monadic mantra, because as you evolve, if you're in your third or your fourth initiation, you want to change that mantra to say, I am the monad. But most of us are at our first initiation, so we're recognizing that we're a soul or spirit first. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about, finish up our discussion on glamour. I just wanted to bring that up again, you know, Dr. Reggie, on the mantra so that you understand it. And I'll probably repeat it several times because there are a lot of people that have missed this lesson. Okay, so we were talking about glamour yesterday, and I ended with this statement that the disciple who wants to dissipate glamour must do two things. He must stand in his spiritual being, and he must keep his mind steady in the light. Isn't that what we're moving toward? We constantly want to be connected in Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that this means that we're keeping the consciousness and our mind always on God, the soul and the higher self, and on a spiritual attitude. So no matter what happens, we are vigilant for God and his kingdom. I thought that was such a beautiful way to end lesson yesterday. Just to go back and roll back, he has outlined that there are three levels of delusion, and they reside on the different planes. The illusion of glamour, or the delusion of glamour, is dealing with the astral plane or the emotional plane. And so yesterday we covered that glamour really means when we are entrapped in glamour, we are not in control of our emotions. And the whole purpose of the first initiation is for you to gain control over your emotions. That's one of the things that we want to accomplish in our first initiation. And listen, emotions have sneaky little ways of kind of taking over our life. I gave you an example yesterday how I had this moment of sadness that was triggered by just an email and brought up all these feelings of low self-esteem within me. Those are emotions. Okay? He says, Dwash Kul said that we as humans are the dweller at the threshold. The threshold of what? The threshold of being released from glamour, of moving into the glory of God. On the other side is the angel of the presence. And Dwash Kul says that as we gain control of our emotions and as we release the glamour, that angel of the presence, the fire and the glory in them absorbs us, the dweller in the presence. Isn't that something? So and he talked about it being a conflict there, because here's that negative ego that's trying to pull us away from this glorious light. The angel of the presence. I love the images, the imagery of that. So he goes on now. He's going to give us some hints that will let us know when we're in the hold of glamour. The glamour of materiality, we did talk about this yesterday, but I always like to roll back. This has to do with an over-identification with materialism, or with the gluttonous desire for possession and money. Check yourself, okay? The glamour of sentiment, and this is pseudo-love based on attachment and addiction to loving or being loved. Check yourself. The glamour of the pairs of opposites. Here, the disciple swings back and forth between opposites without even mindedness, no even-mindedness. The ideal is to remain even-minded, whether one is experiencing profit or loss, pleasure or pain, sickness or health, victory or defeat, praise or criticism. This glamour has a lot to do with letting go of attachment. So if one is not attached to things, if you're not attached to people, then you don't suffer or experience pain. The next one, number four, is the glamour of devotion. And this refers to people who fanatically follow a cause in an extremist fashion. There's no even-mindedness there, is it? It's like, oh, I'm just totally into this, you know, whatever it is. Even some people in terms of religion, and that's the fifth one. He says the glamours of the path, the glamours of the spiritual path itself include working with the ascended masters from the negative ego's perspective. We went to a gathering with Jean and Jesse, and we were talking about ascension. But what came up in the conversation was how some people that are on the spiritual path, when that negative ego is in the way, they think, oh, I know the secrets and I have all the wisdom, and you don't get it, and I'm just kind of lofty and above all of these other people. So that's being caught up in the glamour and using your knowledge of spiritual things with the negative ego. So it is really essential for you to understand that the remedy for dissipating glamour is illumination. Illumination. Trying to dispel glamour with intuition ain't gonna work, or inspiration ain't gonna work. It is the illumined mind or Christ thinking that will get rid of glamour. Being in the Christ consciousness, in the presence. The astral glamour needs the use of the illumined mind, just as the illusions of the mental plane need the next level above it, which is intuition. So the astral glamour needs hard, straight, correct thinking in the service of the soul's guidance. This is achieved through right analysis, discrimination, and right thought. Righteousness. So, Dwash Kool gives us some of the common glamour of the seven different rays. On ray one, we can find the glamour of physical strength, the glamour of personal magnetism, the glamour of self-centeredness and personal potency, the glamour of the one at the center, the glamour of selfish personal ambition, the glamour of rulership, dictatorship, wide control, the glamour of selfish destiny, or of the divine right of king, or even personally exacted. Then we're talking about the glamour of destruction, the glamour of isolation, of aloneness and aloofness, the glamour of super imposition of will upon others and upon groups. When we get all caught up in being in control of others, even though we may be well-meaning, check yourself. I thought these were very interesting. He has an extensive list. I'm not going to go through all of them. But here's another one. The glamour of self-pity, a basic glamour of this ray. Have you ever been around people who are just trapped in feeling sorry for themselves, and just will not release it? They're caught up in the glamour of it. Glamour, and I mentioned this to you yesterday, that the vampires call when they impart a suggestion to you and put you under their spell of this suggestion, they say, I'm glamoring you. You're under the glamour. It's a delusion. Isn't self-pity nothing but a delusion? Because we, in reality, we are victors, not victims. So that one really jumps out at me. How about personal wisdom? The glamour of personal wisdom. Think about that. or the glamour of popularity. You know, those who are building businesses or building your career, you know, you really need, you're walking a fine line to being in glamour and being in Christ consciousness. That's why as I go through this list, I say check yourself. Because some of these are very, very subtle in terms of being able to manage your emotion. The glamour of fear-based or undue sensitivity, the glamour of self-sacrifice, the glamour of selfish unselfishness. There are quite a few listed here. The glamour of magical work and subterranean powers. Physical body, the glamour of the physical body, the glamour of the mysterious and the secret, the glamour of sex magic. And what about the glamour of emerging manifested forces? Those people that are really kind of caught up in the occult. All righty, so let's move on to illusion today. Illusion is a soul activity and is the result of the mind aspect of all incarnated personalities in manifestation. When a person lets his ego interpret reality rather than the soul or the spiritual attitude system, he is lost in illusion. So in the context of the four-body system, these people are those people who are more intellectual than emotional in nature, are more prone to illusion than to glamour. So we're separating the two here, okay? Illusion is a soul activity and is the result of the mind. So, deception is created by the understanding of ideas and thought forms. The incarnated personality needs to learn to pour the light of the soul through into the mind and brain, through and into the mind and brain. Only the intuition and not illumination or inspiration, as Dwash Kuhl has defined them, can dispel illusion. It is in meditation and techniques of mind control that incarnated personalities will rid themselves of illusion. The mental plane is especially important during this particular period of history because we are now in the Aryan race, which again is the attunement to the mental plane. So illusion began to arise during the stage of the advanced humans in the later Atlantean time. Dwash Kuhl defined illusion as the reaction of the undisciplined mind to the newly contacted world of ideas. There are various threads that lead to this distortion on the mental plane. They might be listed as the following. Okay. The point of evolution the incarnated personality has reached, the integration or lack of integration of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, the degree of attunement and enlightenment achieved by one's soul, the ray type of the mental body and the incarnated personality, which colors the incarnated personality's interpretation of ideas, the level of development of the mental body, the ray type of the soul, which also colors the person's interpretation of ideas. So one of the absolute keys to dispelling illusion is to learn to hold the mind steady in the light. Here we go again. being in the present. So most people in the world let their minds wander willy-nilly and do not keep them focused. People have not been trained to own their personal power and to retain self-mastery at all times. They let themselves operate on automatic pilot, and they lose their vigilance. When this happens, the ego or the lower self becomes their director. Have we not heard this before?
Mm-hmm.
When we're not in control of our thoughts and we let them go willy-nilly, I mean, the repercussions are huge, are they not? Because the mind or thought is a creative power. Imagination is a creative power, which means that we are creating when we're using our thought, when we're thinking. And I find it very interesting because when we are using our imagination and it is not in, when we're not in control, 9 times out of 10, we are creating illusions that work against us.
Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting, too, that when St. Peter said in the Bible to pray without ceasing,
yes,
it doesn't mean stand on your knees and pray without stopping. It means your thoughts, your deeds, your actions, your prayers, your contemplation. When you meditate, everything has to stay focused on the light of God to keep you focused.
Amen. Amen. So here's what he says to you as disciples, that you must make a commitment never to let your mind leave the point of focus on God, on your soul, on your spiritual attitude. If you do this, you will see that your life will absolutely be revolutionized. And this will become a habit after the initial battle with the subconscious mind and the negative ego takes place. Keeping one's mind in the light at all times will bring a peace that passes understanding. So here he goes on to say that the mastery of the mind will bring one to the third initiation and the soul merge. For remember, the first initiation is physical mastery. The second initiation is astral and emotional mastery. The third initiation is mental mastery and mastery of the threefold personality in service of the soul. So only one more initiation is needed after this for the liberation from the wheel of rebirth, and that is the fifth initiation, which will lead to monadic or spiritual merger, and the sixth up to ascension. So the need to control the mind cannot be emphasized enough. God and the ascended masters will not do this for you. This is your job. You must never forget that it is your thoughts that create your reality. So how do we get rid of illusion? By using our intuition. Dr. Reggie, how do you define intuition?
The ability to understand the power within you and the promptings that come to you from the unknown source, from God.
Mm-hmm.
And these promptings give you guidance and give you certain feelings. And you follow that. You don't doubt it. You follow it and listen to it.
I love when you teach psychic development, because the first, your first lesson, and really throughout the course on psychic development, you are teaching us to trust our first
instinct,
which usually is our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So it, he has a game that he plays where everybody puts something in a basket and we go through and pick it up and we hold it in our hand. And then he tells us to just, you know, talk about what you're feeling from this item. and to trust, to go with your first feeling. And so you're saying all this crazy stuff. I'll never forget the first time I did it. I said, well, I see someone, what I'm feeling is stress getting on the freeway. You know how you have to take the ramp and merge into the flowing traffic on the freeway. And I'm feeling stress of being able to do that comfortably. And it was so uncomfortable for me. I didn't know who it was, but I went with the flow. And it turned out to be Mary.
In the class. And she had just come there and had stress on the freeway on the ramp.
Right. So
you learn to trust. It's your true self.
It's your true self. That's intuition leads to a progressive understanding of the ways of God in the world on behalf of humanity and leads to the development of pure knowledge and pure reason. Dwaj Kul has listed four types of people who are subject to revelation through the awakening of intuition. Those who are on the line of the world saviors, those who are on the line of the prophets, those who are on the line of true priests, those who are on the line of the practical mystic or occultist. He also stated that illusion usually demonstrates in one of seven ways, the way of wrong perception, wrong interpretation, wrong appropriation, wrong direction, wrong integration, wrong embodiment, and wrong application. So it also bears noting here that every bit of glamour dissipated and illusion recognized and overcome clears the way for those who follow and makes the path easier for one's fellow disciple. Those who have gone before have performed the same service for those who are here now. So it is important to recognize that one has made great strides just by recognizing and owning the fact that one is even battling with illusion. There's a large grouping of the population that is not even aware that they are caught up in glamour, illusion, and Maya. And he opened this chapter saying that over 50% of our population don't even realize how they are being deluded. And that's why it's so important for us to be aware of these qualities and characteristics and be in control of it in our lives. I just think that this is so powerful. We only have 11 minutes remaining, and I want to pick up this lesson tomorrow. But if you guys have questions or comments this morning, I'm definitely letting the floor be open. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad or just to say hello. We'd love to hear from you. If not, we're going to go into our closing prayer this morning. All right, Dr. Rich.
Heavenly Father, we are giving you praise for understanding what ascension really means. How we are always evolving and changing and dissipating all the negative ego and learning to spiritualize the negative ego and not get caught up into the trappings of this dimensional world of thought waves, gamma rays, microwaves, and all the other things that affect the soul and the spirit, that we not get in disillusioned by those energetic frequencies and learn to focus only on you. If we do, we're in grave danger. We thank you for letting us be aware and to be out of the way of all things false and dark that don't include you. Let us be guided by the power and the majesty and the profundity of the Holy Spirit within us, always walking in that light and on that path to righteousness and ascension. We believe it is so and bless everybody listening. And so it is.
And so it is. Guys, have a blessed day.